Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast, where I am your humble, gracious, beautiful, loving host, Kyle Allen. My people. It's the fourth quarter. We're jumping right in to the deep end. It's the fourth quarter. It's time to lock in. It's time to quiet yourself. And it's time to put in the work. You finish strong. You stay strong. You start strong. You stay in that zone, right? In endurance, there's zones. Zone one obviously being, you know, super conversational pace. Zone two being conversational pace. Zone three being, dang, bro, this is hard kind of pace. Zone four, you get the point. It gets harder and harder, more strenuous. And we're in zone three and a half. It's November. It's November 1. It's November 1. Two more months. And I'm not here to talk about your New Year's resolutions from last year that you did or didn't do. I'm here to say start now, whatever that is. Because if one thing this year has taught us is how quick it's going. Me and my wife were sitting outside. Man, it's January already. Last year, I remember literally going, man, it's already, man, we're in New Year. I remember going, dang, bro, we're almost in the summertime. I remember going, whoa, we're about to be out of, like, life is passing us by. It's just passing us by. And at some point, I understand, like, this isn't about your different ideologies, your religion, your belief system. It's about a reality. The time is ticking. That's one religion we can all agree to. Time is ticking. It don't matter what you believe, what your personal stances are. Time is ticking. And the older I'm getting, I turned 32 this year. And for some reason, 32, I'll say for me, it's like when you turn 30, it's like, okay, I'm 30. 31, you're like, all right. 32, you're like, well, I'm kind of getting away from the, you know, I'm getting away from the 30. This is going to be 33, 34, 30. Then you're like, man, I'm 39, I'm 42, I'm 44. Like, I feel like I'm on the second, not the second half, but if there's four quarters, I feel like I'm entering the late second quarter of my life. I just feel like I'm in the second quarter, 5 minutes to go. That's where I feel like 32 is. I just feel like, I'm in the second quarter. So I have to forget the time. I just feel like I don't feel like. I know that my mind is changing again. I always tell people I go through iPhone updates where I don't know what happens, but I'll just say, you know what, man, I need to read for 30 days. Or, man, you know what? I need to drink nothing but water for, I need to eat. Like, it's just like these things that go off. You know what? I need to be nicer to my family. I need to speak softer. I need to, at work, I'm going to, you know, there's just, you have to set these small, achievable goals for yourself, as well as goals that seem unachievable. Google calls them moonshots. Things that literally are impossible, but we're just going to attempt to do it, because what if we land? What if we land on the moon? You got to have a moonshot. You got to have low-hanging fruit. And you got to have that medium-range jumper where you're like, you know, it's not a three, but it ain't a two. It is a two, but it ain't a three. It's deep. They're the worst shots in basketball, they say. But you got to shoot those two. All shots are valuable. All shots are valuable. And I guess the question is to you guys, to myself, have you shot shots? How many jumpers have you put up this year? This year I introduced TGIU Talks. Something that I would never have done in the past. That's a shot. You know what, man? Let me take a shot. And guess what? It seems to be doing well. My close people know that I go back and forth on social media. Whether to be on it, not be on it. Because quite frankly, everything is content. I mean, my God, people will literally go somewhere to shoot content, then act like they're naturally there when you're only there to shoot content. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, what I do in my life is what I actually do. And then I'll say, you know what? Well, shoot, I'm here. Let me shoot this. Like, it's in the flow of life. Not, man, I'm about to go 30 minutes to this gym that has this super nice backdrop. And then I'm going to do my curls right here. Then post it like I was just in the gym. And I get it. That's people's way of making money. But it also detracts us from reality. Like, life is not beautiful all the freaking time. Thus, the grind is ugly. It's not beautiful all the time. Every day you have kids, your kids are not just gorgeous and looking beautiful and the perfect clothes and the perfect shoes. And they didn't, no, sometimes they boo-boo on your face. Sometimes they yelled and talked crazy to you. You go, hey man, sit your behind. Like, sometimes at work, no matter how much I love my job, it's still a job. No matter how much you love entrepreneurship, you still got to work. It's not always freaking beautiful. And I feel like so many people are losing hope because it feels like everybody's winning but me. Everybody's doing what they want to do but me. And I'm telling y'all, comparison is the thief and the stealer of joy. Because you do not know what a person's going through based on what they're posting. That just doesn't make any sense. And also, I'm gonna quickly say this. There is a lot of content stealing that goes on. People will steal content, post it on their page, but they may have better production or are more popular, and it gets more of a play, but they're stealing from people. And I just wanna say to y'all that are stealers out there, eventually, man, you're going to have to stand on your own. That's not just people that steal my content, which they do. It is. If I remember my coach in Yuba said to me, to the team, but probably saying it to me, let's keep it 100. If you're one of the people that will, when I'm not watching, not touch a line, you're going to do that in life. It's not just a sports thing. If you, when the teacher's not looking, throw the dart, that is something that you will do because you got away with it. Well, no one saw me not touch this line. And guess what? I still start. Guess what? I'm still on the team. But what happens when you cross it? You don't touch that line and oh, you're fired. You not touching that line in practice when you were in eighth grade has now messed your life up when you're 35 years old. These daily small habits that we form, whether voluntary or involuntary, do come back. They do come back. And I've learned that in my life. If you're doing it when no one's watching, that is the true test and character of a man, woman, they, thou art, whatever you are. When no one's watching you, what are you doing? It's like on the Peloton, they'll go down a little bit. But if you know you're out for a goal, you can't afford to go down on the pace. You have to pedal above the pace. And we're all in different parts of our lives. But one thing I think we can agree to is we all have some type of goal, even if we're afraid to say it. We have a goal, even if we're afraid to say it. And in this fourth quarter, shoot your shots. Stop thinking about what your auntie, the friend from the club, your person that you knew in eighth. Hey, listen, I'm gonna say this again. I think I've said it a million times on my pod. I graduated in 2008. I can count on two hands how many people I talked to from my high school in from 2008. That was a long time ago. Some of us will literally think about the judgment of people we have not seen since we crossed the stage in high school. Just really think about that for a second. Some of us legitimately are worrying about judgment from people we haven't seen in over a decade. It's time to grow up. You got a lot of people that live their life solely through their children. They're trying to teach their kid everything they never were, but not in a constructive way. It's in a, hey man, you know, I never got to be a lawyer, so you're gonna be a lawyer. And the kid's looking like, hey fam, I didn't want to study law. But you're going to study law. And it's not just men. by the way. You know, men get a bad rap with stuff like that. I see plenty of young women when I was coaching that are determined that their daughter's going to be what they weren't. Or she will be what they were. At some point, every person is going to have to find what they really are. It's like in church. Kids grow up in church and they shout and speak in tongues, go get baptized, do all the crap. It's not crap, but do all the stuff. And at some point when you get older, you go, hey, I didn't really know what any of that meant. But you have parents that will force their kids to get baptized at 10 years old. The kid has no idea what they're doing. Yes, I'm sure there's some that did. But the majority of them are going up there because they're just like, well, shoot, this is the way to be saved. This is the, you know, my mom told me, you know, it's that. And at some point, though, what happens is when you keep trying to force someone with your thumb to be how you want them to be, it's just not natural. It will always grow under. You will always have to keep forcing them back under your thumb. They're going to keep trying to get out from underneath your thumb. Because that's not their natural. They didn't want that. And that's not just for men or women forcing kids. That's our lives. How many of us are going through life and we don't want the life we're living? And I don't mean in a dumb way, oh, I want to be a millionaire. No, I'm talking, you just were like, wait, I never wanted to be a grocery store manager. Yes, I make $50,000 a year. I do okay for my life, but I just never wanted to do this. I wanted to be this. Now imagine you're living that type of life for the next 45 years of, hey, I never really wanted to do this. Your life is always going to feel incomplete. And I reject the notion that we can't all be in some way, shape, or form satisfied in this world. I reject it. I do not think we're put on this earth to sit here, post on social media, and then die. I do not. Shoot your shots. Fight for your life. We are in a fight for our life. Fight for your life. Because regardless, it's fighting you. Regardless what you believe, it's fighting you. Regardless of how you view it, it's fighting you. Regardless if it doesn't matter or not, it's fighting you. Regardless if you're so smart and better than everyone else, it's fighting you. Life is always fighting. Better bob and weave and throw a jab. Thank you for listening to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble, gracious, loving host. And remember, shoot your shot.